It's the news no woman ever wants to hear.
You have invasive breast cancer.
While this is a play, the news is often real and devastating for many women. Breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in women worldwide.
He loves dancing.
Zulema Palacio is a breast cancer patient in the U.S. She recalls the shock when her doctor gave her the results of her biopsy.
The first time she told me, I was like numb, completely like, huh? Like, I don't get it. Not me. This is something that happens to other people, not me.
Palacio has the support of her husband and friends, compassionate nurses, and doctors that she trusts.
That's good.
But not all breast cancer patients have that.
Chemotherapy.
The University of Missouri is trying to help with a play called Breast Cancer Dialogues.
Are you still sore?
Not at you.
One goal is to help medical students, doctors, and nurses to be more responsive to their patients' needs.
Where are you going?
I have to go to work.
Well, I wasn't out eating tea and crumpets.
The dialogues are from real-life experiences. Seeing the sometimes harsh reality does make a difference, says Dr. James Campbell.
When students are first learning out as future physicians, they learn that it's important to establish a relationship and rapport with their patient and to be able to communicate effectively.
Just as important as the script is the fact that the audience can rewrite it to allow a more caring interaction between patient and doctor. Rachel Bauer coordinates the productions.
That's one of the things we do with interactive theaters. When they see something they don't like, they yell, stop. And we stop the scene, and then they can intervene. And that is where we get the most feedback from audiences of saying, no, that can't happen. I won't let this happen to this patient.
Your chances of survival are much better than they would have been 20 years ago. Why, back then, you'd have been a goner.
What the doctor could have said in a better way is that 70% of women who get treated for breast cancer can be cured, provided they get early treatment. The World Health Organization says in order to prevent deaths, men and women who notice some difference in their breasts need to get medical attention without delay. Carol Pearson, VOA News.